Welcome to the gratitude episode of Palms and Paws Plus. I am your host, Dr. Kevin McEvely, as always, joined by Greta Rose. Greta Rose, how are you
Hello,
doing this morning?
hello. Okay, wait. I think we have to confess what just happened because we just really had a great, great conversation, only to discover that I did not turn on the record button.
Let's run it back. Take two, Palms and Paws Plus.
Get ready for the Gratitude Experience November edition.
And I'm grateful that we get another crack at this because even though that felt like perfection, I know that take two is going to be even better.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we started out by saying how incredibly grateful we are for each and every member of this Palms and Paws Plus community. You know who you are. You're listening right now.
We
We
love
think
you.
you are amazing, and we love your entire pet family. We love the pet selfies you're submitting. Keep them coming. We can't wait to shower each and every one of you with delight, helpful tips that make us better pet parents. Thank you.
And speaking of delight, we gotta dive into Scout. Scout is my mom's dog, and nothing puts a smile on my face more than listening to this dog absolutely go to town on his food. And when we speak of gratitude, our pets are such incredible examples. They are grateful for every opportunity to eat their breakfast and dinner, go for their walks, chase that little quail on the ground, fetch the ball. And Scout is emblematic of that every time his food hits the bowl.
We have an actual sound bite.
Have a listen to this.
Sit. Good boy. Hang on. Hang on. Stay. Stay.
Okay. Nothing better than that. Hopefully, no one's nauseated by that sound because he is just slurping it up and going to town. And I've got friends and some relatives that could sound like that too if you put a little microphone next to their faces during Thanksgiving feast.
I mean, possibly I sound like that. I thank you, Scout, for representing all of us who love food during this beautiful Thanksgiving time.
Scout, thank you for your vulnerability. Speaking of Thanksgiving feasts, couple tips as a veterinarian. Do you mind if I dive into that real quick?
I would love it.
Dogs don't need a whole turkey breast or a turkey leg in order to feel spoiled and happy. If you give them a small amount of lean cooked meat, a small amount of vegetables that are ideally roasted or baked, not covered in butter and oil. These are safe things that can be given to our pets.
But when you say small amount, what are we talking? Because people probably, that's what do we mean by small?
Yeah, for a cat, if you're going to give them lean meat, you can give them 1 to 2 teaspoons and they'll feel spoiled. For a dog, depending on the size, small breed dogs, maybe 1 to 2 tablespoons. For larger breed dogs, up to 4. And these are, of course, excluding the giant breeds. A Great Dane could probably have 6 to 8 tablespoons. We've actually got an incredible recipe for a pet-friendly Thanksgiving stuffing on this episode of Palms and Paws Plus. So check that out. That's something that can be scooped or added into their regular meals as a little topper, and they can have a little bit of the Thanksgiving feast for themselves.
Yes, you can download that recipe on this page.
The other aspect is avoiding certain things that are toxic to animals, like garlic, onions. A lot of people put grapes or raisins into their stuffing or into their charcuterie boards. And these are things that can be really toxic for our pets. And so avoiding the potential ingestion, if you're going to give them a snack, making sure that it doesn't include any of those. And of course, the d desserts that are really fatty or that have chocolate. Chocolate, as we know, is toxic to dogs. And so these are all ways that we can lower or mitigate risk. And the other side of this is Keep the garbage cans covered. Dogs and cats love to dumpster dive during Thanksgiving and other holidays like this. And if they get into the trash and they're eating a ton of fatty scraps that people have left behind, or they're getting too many table scraps from aunties, uncles, and cousins, they can get not only nausea and diarrhea, they can develop pancreatitis, which can be pretty serious. And so I want to avoid pets from having to come in and see veterinarians like myself after the holiday like this. And that's just another thing we can stay grateful for.
And you also had mentioned butter on your fingers, where you let a dog lick your fingers. That counts. That matters, right?
Yes.
I think the hard thing is when your dog looks up at you with those eyes and they're drooling and it seems like they want a treat so badly. So resisting that moment, just knowing that you're being a better pet parent by not indulging, and they're going to feel so much better by not having the treat that they're staring at.
Yes. Now I'm going to share something with you that I hope dogs don't mind me sharing this little secret with you. But dogs have actually evolved, and one of their survival adaptations has been the development of facial expressions. The fact
What?
that they can adjust their facial expressions to appear more cute and to appear as though they are longing
No.
for that turkey leg or that bowl of mashed potatoes. These are actual adaptations that help them survive. This
You're
is actually
kidding
an
me.
adaptation. That cuteness and that doe-eyed appearance that you're describing is actually evidence that their evolution has been successful
Okay, this is
because
blowing my
so many
mind right
people
now.
see those looks, and that's what gets them that extra lick of the spoon or that extra piece of table scraps.
That is incredible information. Oh my gosh, I fall for it every time.
I hope the dogs don't mind me sharing that little quip with you guys. I want to take a moment to shine a spotlight on one of Palms and Paws Veterinary Center's rising stars. Her name is Nyasha Ezekiel, also known as Star Power, and she has been with us from the beginning. And watching her growth has been absolutely incredible. And seeing her heart, not only for our pet parents and the pets that we serve at Palms and Paws Veterinary Center, but she spends between 2 and 4 hours a week with the animals at the animal shelter. And this does not include all of the kittens that she's bottle fed and woken up every 2 hours just to give their feedings, to make sure they're getting adequate nutrition, bringing them in to us every day at work, making sure that they're staying on that nutrition schedule. She's absolutely incredible. And when I asked her to share a story about an animal that really touched her heart, she told us about George.
Nai, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's about George, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell me about George. How did you meet him?
So I met George one day and we were doing our routine weekly visits at the shelter, and he came in and he was unfortunately surrendered, but he was such a sweet little bulldog. He had a lot of energy, very loving, and I instantly formed a bond with him, meeting him there at the shelter. And the officers there let us know that he did have cancer, which was going to make it harder for him to be adoptable. So they were concerned about, the chances of him getting adopted from the shelter. But luckily, someone took it upon themselves and took it within their heart to adopt him, knowing that he had medical issues and a challenging road ahead. But that didn't stop them from loving him and, giving him the treatment and love that he deserves. And we were blessed enough to be able to continue his care here at Palms and Paws. And I was just very grateful that the adopters trusted us to continue seeing him and helping him through his medical journey.
I remember that. And his family was so incredible. The fact that they were able to bring him out of this challenging circumstance and get his cancer treated, and they were able to provide them an amazing home for quite a while.
Yes, they were.
And so grateful that they continue to let us be part of George's journey and, you know, and getting to see the impact he made on them in addition to the impact and investment that they put into him. It was just incredible, start to finish.
And I think it just really goes to show, you know, this is what we're all about here at Palms and Paws is, I love being able to go to the shelter and build those bonds with those animals and then to be lucky enough for their adopters and their new owners to entrust us to continue their care and continue to be a part of their journey. It just shows the strength of community and everything that we're doing here, the compassion. It just wraps up and encapsulates it perfectly, I feel like.
Thank you so much, Nai. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That is a beautiful, beautiful story. Can I ask you a couple of follow-up questions?
Please.
Okay, so do you mind sharing a little bit more about George's story?
George was in the shelter. He was surrendered by his prior family. Oftentimes, middle-aged to older animals, they don't get adopted very quickly. Especially when they've got lumps and bumps and it seems like they've got medical issues that are going to be costly, not only emotionally, but, you know, in other ways too. And this family just fell in love with him and he was so incredibly sweet. Every time he came into Palms and Paws, he had just the best attitude and his owners just absolutely gave him the best life.
So how long did he live after being adopted?
It was about a year.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure everyone would join me in just being so grateful for families like that who are willing to look at an animal. I mean, we were just talking about, you know, the evolution of dogs and looking cute.
It just goes to show that so many of these dogs that are overlooked at rescues and animal shelters just because of their age, some of these are the most special dogs out there and they deserve love. They deserve a home. And again, this family went above and beyond to give them the best possible life.
When we were thinking of, you know, gratitude stories and I asked Nai to think of a story, George is who came to her mind. And so he lives on and, you know, he is in now my heart as well. So that's beautiful.
I love that.
So, you know, November is the month of gratitude. Like you were saying, our dogs and cats know that the entire year, 365 days, are filled with gratitude every single moment, every day. And there is nothing that makes me happier than listening to another soundbite. Do you have one?
Yeah. Okay. Link is getting another shout out, but we started with Scout munching away and we're going to be sent off with the sounds of Link, the three-legged black cat, munching on his dinner.
Is the best sound ever. Happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Kevin.
Happy Thanksgiving, Greta Rose. And again, from the top to the bottom of our hearts, we love all of you. Have a beautiful day.